It is Manchester United up next. There is the pre-match warm-up with Ian Ryan and with three gentlemen who've seen it all when it comes to Liverpool Football Club. It's Damian Cavana, Ian Salmon and Rob Gutman. There will be a caller a little bit later on. It will be Jay Motti. But Rob, Sunday afternoon, the two biggest clubs in the country go head-to-head.
Whoa.
But at the minute, it only looks like one of those clubs knows what they're about, and it's not Manchester United.
Fucking hell, yeah. They are a bag of shite. I don't think, even in their darkest moments in the 80s, I can barely remember such a disparity between us as there will be going into this game. I think there were. There was a few games where we were singing going down to them, and maybe they'll get a little chorus of that again on Sunday if we get suitably ahead in the match. But I think they're in such disarray that it's become more of a derby, if that makes sense. Usually, I think when we've played Man U down the years, it's a big game between big teams, and there's points at stake for both sides. There's positions in the league at stake, even in recent times where they've not been great. Was now, you can barely differentiate between them and Everton in terms of quality of what they're putting in on a football pitch, or your expectation of whether they can get a result anywhere. I'm not just being snide saying that. But so that's the peril for me, is can they turn it into just a nasty little dogfight? I mean, Ten Hag had a fair good go at it last year, although looking back, they were very, very lucky last year. I think we have something like 36 shots to their one or something like that, and they hold out. But that's the attendant risk. Unfortunately, we're in the business of not dropping any points at the moment. And you'd say to drop points against United, having dropped at home to Fulham, I'd say it'd be a worse result to drop to United than it was to Fulham.
It's one of those, Cav, isn't it, where on paper you absolutely expect Liverpool to be able to do the business because they're a far better football team in this moment in time than Manchester United. But we've all lived through these games in the past. You know, last season's an example where in three attempts we can't beat them, we can't finish them off. And then I always like to quote, the 80s where we played them 20 times and despite being the dominant force, we beat them twice. In that decade, home and away, we beat them twice. 2-1-0 wins. That's all we got in the league. So that just goes to show, regardless of where the two clubs are in league position, you've always got to take them seriously.